Stephen, in a somewhat simplified sense, if you can, what is the current state of the Australian economy? I mean, how are we faring on comparison to a global level?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right at the moment, in some sense, a little bit difficult to tell because in some sense the data hasn't started coming through, you know, in terms of, you know, what's happening, if you like, at the ground level. Certainly there's been an impact, as we can all see, on people's employment and their incomes. So Australian economy probably hasn't been as hit as badly as some economies, in part because of things like mining continue to go on pretty well. But more broadly, I think over the next quarter, next 3 months or so, we will see a fairly big impact on things like employment.
What are the current expectations of how well the economy might come out of this pandemic, both domestically and internationally?
Yeah, so I think domestically there'll be a bunch of firms, industries, which really do get hit hard, and they will take some time to actually recover. You know, sort of think about tourism, which will take a hit both domestically and internationally, you know, not just because of the social distancing rules, but also because, you know, worldwide, globally, there will be far less tourism occurring.
According to the research consultancy Alpha Beta, which is run by former political advisor Andrew Carlton, it advised the government's stimulus packages have already stemmed the decline in nation spending to relatively normal levels. In your view, what kind of role are the stimuluses actually having in terms of, well, keeping the economy rolling on?
Yeah, so they're certainly supporting demand. You know, there's been a large hit, if you like, to various sectors. Mentioned tourism, but also hospitality, sort of and retail. So, you know, those additional payments which have flowed through from the government have supported demand. I suppose the real challenge is what happens over the next 3 to 6 months when some of those stimulus payments are withdrawn, and, you know, when things, you know, say get back to normal, turns out they probably won't get back to where they were. And that's where the crunch will come, because there won't be that ongoing stimulus to the economy.
Are we on the brink of another potential GFC or say, as I've actually heard compared otherwise, a post-war depression?
Yeah, I think depression is probably too strong a word, but I certainly think it's the case that this time around Australia won't escape a recession. It's almost certainly the case that we're already in recession. After the GFC, Australia was extraordinarily lucky in avoiding, you know, sort of the big drop in output and GDP that other countries experienced. But this time around, it's difficult to see how that's going to be the case. And indeed, it's almost certainly the case that we're already in a recession. The real challenge or the real question is how quickly will we bounce out of that? That will depend on domestic and international factors. We have some international factors in our favour, sort of ongoing demand from China for some of our natural resources. But other things will take a lot longer, I think, to recover, things like tourism.
Well, talking another sort of local market here in Sydney, how has the housing market reacted to the sort of current economic status?
Yeah, so for the moment, again, we're sort of even now still in the early stages of how this is all going to play out. I think the way to think about it is, you know, you mentioned supply and demand a little bit earlier. If we think about some of the factors driving demand, that's where we're really going to see, if you like, the big hit. So, you know, obviously, a bunch of people will be losing their employment, their income. It's also the case that there'll be a reduction in immigration or migration to Australia. And so in combination with those, it's likely that there'll be a substantial decrease in demand for new and existing housing, which will probably lead to a fall in prices.
Should Sydney-siders who have well, a job in a sector that's not necessarily going anywhere at the moment and looking to get into the housing market be feeling a weird sort of optimism about this at all, or should we be biding our times, maybe not counting the chickens before they hatch?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I think you're right. And I say unfortunately, they often talk about economics as a dismal science. And, you know, you sort of think about there's a silver lining for everything. And unfortunately, I think one of the, you know, sort of the benefits of this is it will make housing more affordable. Now, there'll be some groups who will be able to take advantage of that. You know, you mentioned people with more secure employment, potentially newer home buyers, we're now faced with the prospect not just of lower interest rates, but, you know, far less competition out there in the auctions. So, you know, I won't say it's a silver lining or a rainbow at the end of the, or a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but certainly I think one of the developments out of this will be, at least over the next 2 to 3 years, a somewhat more affordable housing market, particularly for first-time buyers.
So that so-called housing bubble might finally pop.
Yeah, I suspect it will deflate a little as opposed to truly pop. There, you know, truly pessimistic scenario would see, you know, housing prices fall anywhere between 20% to 40%. I suspect it'll be somewhat more of a deflation. You know, there certainly will be some falls in housing prices across different markets, Sydney, Melbourne in particular, I suspect, and also just far less growth than we've experienced over the past 5 to 10 years.
Mm. Well, Stephen, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
Okay, not a problem.